following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. And as I was thinking about the devotion for today, I was thinking to myself, there are a lot of big decisions that we've had to make recently, and personal decisions and things that I know that you probably have had to make personal decisions and hard ones, ones that maybe were counter what other people thought you should do. And I thought to myself, well, what's one of the factors in us making decisions? It may not be all of the factors, but one of the factors in making decisions. And I have this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And here's what it says. And this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. And they've had a discussion over, and maybe you remember this from the text, but they've had a discussion over, can we eat the meat that's offered to idols? And here's what Paul says, and maybe you could plug in another big topic for today, because I don't know that any of us are really discussing whether we should eat meat offered to idols today or not. But there are other, as you can attest to, big decisions that we're having to make. And one of those factors that we should always factor in when we're making those decisions is the same as what Paul's encouraging Corinth to factor in, which is this. All things, this is what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things. And this is a key word, edify or build up. In fact, look what he says. He says, let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. In other words, when that decision-making comes down of whatever that decision you're gonna make, I want to take into account that other person. That in fact, I want to build that other person up. I don't want to break them down. I don't want to, for the sake of controversy, start controversy. I instead want to focus my attention on, does this edify? Does this build up? And will it affect the other person's conscience? He goes on to say, encouragement to the people of Corinth, eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. If any of those who do not believe invites you to dinner and you desire to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no question for conscience sake. In other words, partake of whatever it is. If your conscience isn't against eating that meat offered to idols or whatever meat or whatever, and he's not just talking about food here in that particular case, he's talking about food, but it's not always about food. The decisions you're making aren't always about food. But what he is saying is, listen, if you have the freedom to do it, he says, you have no, you're fine. And then he says, but if anyone says to you, this was offered to idols, in other words, they have a problem with the meat you're about ready to eat. This was offered to idols. Do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and all the its fullness. Conscience, I say, not your own, but that of the other. For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? But if I partake with thanks, why am I evil spoken of for the food over which I give thanks? In other words, if the other person's offended by what I'm doing and saying, then I want to take that into account. It's not just about me being happy and satisfied. He's saying, actually, what I want you to do is I want you to edify. I want you to build up. And I want you to not seek just your own, but I want you to consider someone else. I want you to take that into your consideration as you make those decisions. And then he says, verse 31, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Is my decision-making process glorifying God in the way that I am edifying and thinking about this other person as I make this determination? And then I love how he closes this off, because you can imagine how applicable this will be for you today. As you think about, as I go to work today, as I have a spouse or I have a roommate, and I want to make decisions, not just because I feel like I'm right or I want to start some controversy with them, but I actually want to make decisions that will edify, build up someone else. And even in this particular case, at the cost sometimes of my freedom. In other words, I have the freedom, Paul would say, to eat meat offered to idols. But if you go over to that person's house and they're offended by you eating meat to idols, don't do it. Just don't do it. Why? Because here's the end objective. Verse 32, give no offense either to the Jew or to the Greek or to the church of God, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, Paul says, but the profit of many. And here's the objective, that they may be what? Saved. That they may be saved. At the end of the day, at the big objective, the big picture is we want people to know Jesus and walk with Jesus. And one of the ways that they come to know Jesus is through your testimony and who you are and who through your character. And one of those ways that they will come to know you is that you do not offend them. And then obviously the gospel is offensive and there will be things that you will disagree with people and they'll be offended by it. But at the end of the day, when I'm making that decision process, what I'm thinking to myself is, this is a decision that, does it edify? Does it build up? Is it only seeking what's important for Jeff, or am I considering other people? And objectively, and the object of my decision-making process should always factor in, will I be able to lead this person eventually to know Jesus and for them to walk with him? And I'm willing to give up some things. There are certain things that I'm willing to say, you know what, that's my opinion, that's my objective, that's my own personal style, that's my own preference. I'm willing to step aside from those things in order to build up, edify, and glorify God in all things. So I hope that's helpful today, and I hope that'll be helpful in the year to come. Again, it's a powerful text, and one I think is a good reminder for all of us, that are we building up the body? Are we building up Christ? And are we representing him well? Have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door.